Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As you look at the growing global financial crises, do you really think that government is the solution? I see tremendous public uncertainty and fear nowadays. People are dreading the next financial reports from Europe, Washington, Tokyo, or Beijing. They wonder if World War III has begun with the saber rattling between Iran and other nations. They worry if their retirement accounts will be sufficient to live on. Americans don't even know what tax laws will apply 5 weeks from now. Today, too many people have been indoctrinated that government will take care of everyone. The problem is that the current American political system doesn't work. The branches of the U.S. government are so entwined with perpetuating their political power that serving the American people has been forgotten. The executive branch bypasses Congress through issuing executive orders, appointing czars, and simply ordering departments to ignore existing federal laws. The president has even waged war without a congressional declaration. Congressional legislation does not define the law. Take the health care bill enacted March 2010. You might think that a law that runs more than 1,000 pages would contain enough detail so we could comply. Not true. The law will be determined by thousands of regulations drafted by unelected bureaucrats. Some regulations will take years to be issued, yet companies are expected to comply with them now. To gain re-election, members of Congress have an incentive to expand spending to buy votes, so fiscal restraint is discouraged. Bureaucrats desire job security. They have an incentive to identify more problems, often caused by previous regulations. The judiciary is immersed in defining minor points of law, effectively serving as legislators and bureaucrats. This discussion only lightly covers the subject and doesn't touch the influence of lobbyists. The net result of all this competing political power is that no one person has the authority to reverse the multitude of problems caused by too much government. It also means that trying to peel away harmful legislation and regulations cannot be accomplished by simply electing the best person to serve as president or the best candidates for Congress. Sadly, any advocate for smaller government today is destined to fail. The expansion of government means that it will inevitably collapse. To survive that unraveling, get out of assets controlled by the government, such as dollars, and acquire safe haven assets such as gold, silver, non-perishable food, and the like. Once a blow to government fails, then America will have the opportunity to return to being the land of the free, prosperous, and benevolent. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.